Radio link up with Britain's first astronaut. Simon Schofield was there.
It was third time lucky tonight for the girls at Harrogate Ladies College as they finally made contact with Britain's first astronaut. Two attempts at linking up with Helen Sharman aboard the Mir space station, frustratingly unsuccessful.
GB1 MIR stroke U, this is GB0 Juno. Do you copy, Helen? Over, over.
No.
But they succeeded as Helen completed a third orbit over Britain.
You're not quite sure which is up and which is down. I think the very strange thing that I felt when, on my first night in space, I went into my sleeping bag, and my sleeping bag was attached at the bottom and the top, and I got into it definitely with my feet downwards and my head upwards. But when I woke up in the morning, I swear that my head was pointing downwards. Over.
The girls delighted at the results of their efforts.
I think she sounds very excited. She sounds like she's enjoying it very much up there. We were worried that she might suffer from space sickness, as it affects many astronauts that go into space, but she seems great.
I asked her, obviously, if everything was all right and whether there'd been any
In space have today been giving their reactions to the historic event. Here's Simon Schofield.
Now, do you copy, Helen?
At times, it was a frustrating business.
Do you copy, Helen? Over, over, from GB0 Juno.
Hello, I'm hearing you, but with noise.
But as Helen Sharman orbited the Earth once every 90 minutes aboard the Mir space station, a good contact was finally made. And Katie Rawlinson became the world's first schoolgirl to talk to an astronaut in space.
If you had no clock on board Mir, what would give you sense of time in space?
Hi, that's an ace question. What we have is 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets, so instead of going on a 24-hour clock, we're working on about a 90-minute clock. So I would, you would have to go by that. Sort of every 90 or so minutes, you would know that there would be a sunrise and a sunset. Over.
It was really, really clear.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's how it should have been.
Well worth the wait.
She sounds like she's enjoying it very much up there. We were worried that she might suffer from space sickness, as it affects many astronauts that go into space, but she seems great.
Meanwhile, another world first for Helen, the first order for flowers placed from space. They arrived for her mum Lindis at her Sheffield home today. Helen placed the order through Mission Control, and it was relayed via telex to a local florist.